Just like my word, fitly spoken, in due season out of the unction of the Spirit, becomes the sword of the Spirit. Understand this, the true worship from the saints will also produce the sword of the Spirit that pierces the darkness, that begins to hold a place, a preeminence stronger than anything that could possibly come against the church corporately or individually. I'm calling you in these days now and in the days to come to perfect that place that has already been given in you, to bring forth the sword of the Spirit prophetically in your services. Prepare the way. I've provided the way. And even as I have provided the way in the Spirit, now I'm asking you as ambassadors over your cities and over your states to worship me and to bring forth the high praises in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand, says the Spirit of the Lord, to execute vengeance in this day and hour. Your vengeance will not be that upon people, but upon the principalities over regions and over places that have held a garrison over them for many, many decades. And as my worshipers come forth in these places and in private worship and in these places of corporate worship, which facilitates and brings forth the sword of the Spirit over your region, know this, that what you cannot see in the natural, that much is taking place in the Spirit, says the Spirit of the Lord. Angel armies are released as you worship me, as you magnify me in spirit. More is going on than what you can possibly imagine, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not grow weary in well-doing in these services and these types of times of worship. For not only am I setting the stage for the present tense atmosphere, but your prayers over a region are being answered as you draw the sword of the Spirit, as you execute vengeance. Much is being accomplished, and much of the harvest is dependent upon this, says the Spirit of the Lord. Much of the harvest is dependent upon this. So rejoice when you come together in these settings, knowing this, that not only are you having an effect upon the atmosphere of the present tense, but what exudes past these walls, these times, is what will come into the city and what will draw the masses, what will allow me to execute a power over them and set them free, that the blinders come off. And there comes a longing, an urge within their spirits to come to this place. Yes, even to this very location, and others who seek me as well. I'll magnetize them. I'll place within something within them as if it were a compass that begin to draw them nearer and nearer. They'll meet people. They'll meet people twice and three times removed, that will introduce them to another, that will introduce them to another, that will introduce them to another, that will introduce them to this place. I will work a work among you that will amaze you, says the Spirit of the Lord. And while you do these things that seem to be only for the moment, know that it goes way beyond the moment and the hour. So worship me in these things and understand my plan, not only for your life, but for this city, says the Spirit of the Lord.